The money is part of the Corps' work plan, which every year details the group's priorities. Northeast Florida Congressman John Rutherford, a Dredge supporter, says the new federal funds should keep the project on track.
Something like this is so important for the state of Florida, not just for Jacksonville, obviously. You're talking about creating 15,000 jobs. You know, the Jacksport is already the largest container port in the state of Florida. We really need to grow it so that we can compete against ports like Savannah and others.
The Army Corps estimates the full cost of the project will exceed $680 million, a little more than half of which state and local governments are responsible for. Dredge supporters say the port has never been busier, with an increase in Asian trade. Still, an analysis by former CSX executive Dale Lewis points to trouble ahead. He says other port cities have a higher capacity for trade.
When you combine all the port summaries, points us to a very tough competitive environment, especially if you're focused on taking market share away from non-Florida ports, and that is the backbone of the Florida port growth strategy.
Rutherford dismissed those concerns, saying the deepening isn't a zero-sum game, and that Jacksonville could grow along with others. But economics isn't the only hurdle. The St. John's Riverkeeper is suing to stop the project over environmental concerns. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.